PB News, I'm Susan Hansen. A North Dakota woman is suing a South Dakota ranch after she says she was mauled by a buffalo as she drove by the ranch on her motorcycle. Marisol Heydrich of Minot, North Dakota, contends that Mickelson Ranch and its owners are negligent because they allegedly failed to take steps that would have prevented her injuries. Heydrich says she was charged by a buffalo cow as she and her husband rode their motorcycles to the Sturgis Rally in 2014. The ranch's owners deny any negligence. South Dakota Democrats have tabled proposed rule changes that could have forced a vote on a new party chair. There was an attempt Saturday to amend the party's constitution and move officer elections to the spring. That would have forced a vote on the continued leadership of South Dakota Democratic Party Chair Ann Tornberg. But former State Senator Larry Lucas says there was no vote on those amendments, which were tabled. Dozens have rallied in support of a Sioux Falls transgender woman who says she was told to leave the Union Gospel Mission for wearing a dress. Isabella Red Cloud went live on Facebook following the incident on April 22nd. She returned to the mission and was escorted out again. Union Gospel Mission Director Fran Stenberg says he doesn't know the details of the incident, but that staff previously have asked men to leave for wearing dresses. Northern State University plans to continue an advising program that was funded the past 5 years with the $1.9 million grant that's expiring. The Aberdeen News reports that under the program, freshman retention went from 68% to more than 74%. The funds allowed for each department to have one dedicated advisor instead of having faculty act as advisors. Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Alan Lefebvre, says the grant was tiered, meaning Northern received less money to help cover the advisor's salaries each year the grant was active. The 2017-18 school year is the final year of the grant. Vice President of Finance and Administration Veronica Paulson says Northern holds most of the financial responsibility for the advisor's salaries. And both Dakotas and tribes in the two states are getting federal grant money for historic preservation work. The grants are through the Interior Department and National Park Service. They're aimed at efforts that help preserve historic places, cultures, and traditions. The state of North Dakota is getting about $437,000 and South Dakota nearly $443,000. 11 tribes in the two states are also getting money, ranging from $27,000 for the Crow Creek Sioux to more than $46,000 for the Cheyenne River Sioux. Both are in South Dakota. Other tribes here getting funds are the Flandreau Santee, Oglala, Yankton, and Rosebud Sioux tribes, and the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. In the forecast today, a winter weather advisory for the Far East through noon today. Snow in the east, mainly this morning. This is SDPB.